If the 2004 election was about terrorism, the 2008 vote is shaping up to be all about the U.S. economy.
The Federal Reserve today tried to spur the country's economy.
With all the headlines about a possible U.S. recession, skyrocketing oil prices, and millions of home foreclosures, Wall Street Journal editor Wendy Bound says it's enough to dampen holiday spirits.
As we're heading to this final stretch of the holidays, I think it's inevitable that unless you have a loved one who's fighting overseas, that inevitably your attention is going to turn to your pocketbook.
And as the latest ABC News poll shows, for the first time, concerns about the economy have taken over Iraq as the number one issue for voters, something the top Republican and Democratic Party presidential candidates are mindful of.
Many of them are having to work two jobs.
Increasingly, I see that the economy will be front and center.
There are structural problems in our economy.
Some economists are now predicting a possible recession.
But for those facing the prospect of losing their homes or having to pay more for gas, Wendy Bound says the issue is less about uncertainty and more about shrinking wallets.
I think people really are feeling a pinch. People thinking, wait, my mortgage is going to go up $300 or $400. I've got to think about what I'm spending.
We are spending less. By this time last year, I would have had tons of gifts under the tree.
Of those who were polled, only 28% of voters say the economy is in good shape, the lowest confidence rating in 4 years. Not the kind of news retailers want to hear with less than 2 weeks to go in a make-or-break holiday shopping season. Mil Arcega, VOA News.